Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 15 minutes at a time. For now, just wait for our extended session starting in August. Until then, though, let's go ahead and start the show. And welcome to the second week and the seventh episode and the last episode for the week of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start the show off with our first cup. Now, this episode, which is the last one for the week, was recorded the morning of Friday, July 31st, just after I recorded the sixth episode. I ran a little later than expected on getting number six and seven out, but they are here and they are ready for you. I had a lot of work to do this week at the start of the week. As we mentioned on the last episode, we had our FAR/executive board meeting earlier this week. FAR being our financial aid regional rep part of the meeting, which is usually day one. And then day two, which is the official executive board meeting for the association. Today, I want to give a summary of the changes we talked about at our CISFA executive board meeting in regards to the committee structures and assignments for the association. There was a lot of changes that we put forth, hopefully to make our committees more responsive to the needs of our members and also get some extra involvement too. So in the past, we've had as many as 16 different committees available for membership involvement. Now, most of the time, it's a lot of our executive board members who are involved on this. But this time, it really became a need to look at how can we also get more CISFA members involved with our committees. So we did some changes. We're now down to 12 committees. I'll kind of run through those for you to give you an idea of what's there and available. First and foremost, we have an awards committee. Our awards committee is primarily charged with the awards that go out to different members of CISFA. We have the Lifetime Membership Award. We have Outstanding Service Awards. And a variety of other awards. And so we're looking at having a number of people on this committee through the year to help collect nominations and make those decisions. And oftentimes these awards are handed out at the CISFA conference in the spring. The next committee is a combination of two older committees. It's going to be our Bylaws and Policy and Procedures Committee. Before, bylaws was its own, policies and procedures was its own. We're going to combine them together. Now, because of the structure of CISFA, our past president usually serves as the chair of this committee, and so Michael Deere will be serving as the chair of this committee. We'll be adding members as we have some people that hopefully will be interested in the intricate details of how we keep our organization together through having good, accurate bylaws, and policies and procedures that help guide us from year to year as we transition new board members every year. A new committee we created over a year ago, but really didn't get off the ground as much as we thought we would, is the Communications Committee. This committee really replaces what used to be our Newsletter Committee. We used to have a printed newsletter. And, of course, we kind of moved away from that in the last few years to an electronic version only because, again, the timing cycle on creating a newsletter is a little different in these modern days of fast-moving information. It could take a month or more to collect articles, put them together, get it ready for print, actually print it, then mail it out to everybody. By that point, some of that information could be very old and out of date. Instead, we thought better to focus on the more immediate needs of our association members. So the communications committee will do that through our chair, Greg Ryan from Fullerton College, who's worked on the newsletter, worked on our blog, which also will relaunch. We'll have members, myself on the committee, Dana Yarbrough, my co-host for this podcast. If she doesn't know it, she'll be on that committee. And our webmaster by position, David Shook, will be on that committee too, because there's a lot of tie-in between our web oversight committee and our communications committee. Next committee is our conference committee. So this is normally chaired by the current president. That'd be me. It'll be co-chaired by Michael Deere, who's our past president. And we'll have a number of members on the committee, some of them still to be confirmed, so I'm not going to announce all those names, but we're hoping to have people from the North and the South. Our webmaster usually sits on this committee, our communications committee chair, so David and Greg will be on this, and probably some staff from our foundation at the California Community Colleges who are helping us year to year right now with some of the logistics and planning for our conference. Federal Issues is, of course, both a vice president position and a committee. So Lisa Mandy, who is our vice president for Federal Issues, she'll have her co-chair of Kathy Medina and members Kevin Harrell, Melissa Guest, and Emmy Bactis Carmona on her committee. And again, this is a group that will meet and discuss all the different federal issues that are coming down the pipeline towards us and how our association can respond to those if needed. We used to have a number of committees related to our finances and our treasurers, and so we've decided to combine them into one committee, and it's going to be known as the Fiscal Stability and Growth Committee. Our chair will be our past treasurer, Chao Dao, by position, as usually the person in the past treasurer role has the most experience and understanding of the financial organization of the association. Our co-chair will be Melissa Guess, our treasurer. And serving as members will be Barbara Mario, our treasurer-elect, and myself, the president. Because again, I want to make sure that we always have good, strong financial backing for the association and the things that we do for our members. Nominations and Elections, another standing committee. This is a committee that every year goes out to look for new people who'd like to run for one of our executive board officer positions. This position or this committee is always chaired by the past president. So Michael Deere will be on that committee. Jana Cox will co-chair as president-elect. And then we have members on the committee from the North, who's going to be Linda Williams, Kim Karinke from the South, David Leverin, who comes from College of Sequoias, and Natalie Tucker from up in the North also. So we have a good fill of members there to help us make sure that we can find new talent out there to come help work with the association. We have a standing committee for scholarships. And this committee is out there to do a couple different things. One is to do the application process for the CSFA scholarships. We give out at least one scholarship per region every year. And then also a fundraising aspect to it all. So the chair and co-chair will share in those duties. I'm still waiting to confirm who will be our chair and co-chair on this. So more to report on this later. Don't worry, all these committees will be up on the website, and you'll be able to find out more about them later. State Issues Committee, chaired by our Vice President for State Issues, Tamara Shinar. Elizabeth Hilton serves as the co-chair. She's also one of our regional reps. And we have members Jana Cox, Amber Gallagher, Linda Williams, and Adrian Lee on this committee. It's a very active committee because as a state organization, state issues really do exist out there when we're looking at financial aid on the state forefront for our students. Combining a couple different committees, we have our Sunshine or Membership Connections Committee. We've had Sunshine Committee before. That's our volunteer committee. We've had committees for directory and membership. In a sense, they all kind of combine together to be this Sunshine Committee. Victoria Mavrikakis, who's our secretary for the association, will serve as the chair. Natalie Tucker, who's up in the north, will be the co-chair. I'm going to be on the committee. Lisa Mandy, and hopefully a few others that names to be announced soon, will be on this committee. And the idea here is looking at everything from how we help serve our current members, how we get new members, and how we get our members involved will be under this one committee. We have a training committee chaired by our past president, Michael Deere, co-chaired by Tamara Shinar and Elizabeth Hilton and Lisa Mandy on it. This is a committee that looks at all the other training opportunities we may be able to offer to our members outside of just the conference. And then lastly, we have our web oversight committee, chaired by our webmaster, David Shook, and co-chaired by Michael Deere, our current past president. I'm going to serve as a member, and also Greg Ryan, who's the communications committee chair, will serve on this committee. Because again, we will have a lot of time between our communications and our web oversight. Web oversight, again, making sure that our website and any other electronic means of communications are well ran and efficient and working for the best for our members. It gives you an idea of how our committees are realigned. You know, we'll maybe go into a little bit more on our next episode or two. But for now, let's take a small musical interlude before we move on to our last segment. All right, and into our last segment, also known as our last sip. So this is the segment I think I'm going to add some new things to at the end of every week. In particular, a part that I want to call I Dare You To. And it'll be something like I Dare You To Listen To This Album. Or I Dare You To Read This Book. Or Visit This Website. Or view and or binge watch a TV show. Or watch a movie. Or listen to another podcast. So at the end of every week, I think that's going to be the title I'm going to use. Now, the thing is, I'm going to save most of this for future episodes because we're running out of time this week. So we're going to leave off at that. I have a good example I'm going to use for the next one, in particular regarding a book and a podcast from a former pretty prestigious, well-known actor. But seeing that we're kind of running out of time this week, let's go ahead and just save that for another time. I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing, CSFA. Remember to check out the CSFA website at CSFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You're going to find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter for updates. For this and all future WBC podcasts, you can find our feed at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean as one word. Tell your friends and colleagues about our podcast. And let's make this the most downloaded financial aid related podcast out there. What's Brewing, CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been episode number 7, recorded Friday morning, July 31st, 2020. Have a great day and have a great weekend.